Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Lee, to understand what's going on right now with these Democrat senators, they're losing control, the left is, and they're in a cold panic.
Oh, yeah.
Everything you're seeing right now is related. You're watching these really incredibly courageous young Mexican people in the streets having the courage to defy the cartels, which is an automatic death sentence, but for the protection of Donald Trump. The only reason they are finally in the streets protesting the 21 politicians murdered by the cartels in the last 13 months with no reaction whatsoever from Claudia Sheinbaum, the president of Mexico. The only reason that they have the courage, I mean, you're talking about facing torture and murder and having your body hung off a bridge. Yeah. They are protesting the fact that and the media is very vague about what they're protesting. There's a reason for this. Because the Democrats are in league with the cartels. They depend on them to bring them their voters. And they are standing up to the cartels because Trump is giving them the courage to finally do it. And we have got to defeat this because it is going to spill right over our borders. It already is. The cartels are already bold enough to openly threaten to kill Greg Bovino and our Border Patrol to put bounties on their heads, okay? That's where we are. This thing's going to tip one way, tip the other way. Claudia Sheinbaum is cartel-owned and operated. She's no choice. You don't get to be president if you're not. They just kill you. And this is coming right over our border. And Trump rightly recognizes it's not enough to militarize the border, use ICE to kick these people out of Democrat sanctuary cities while Democrat politicians try to protect them. You have to kill them at their home. So when Trump says, I'm going to kill these cartel bosses, I have your address, I know where your home is, I'm watching you. What he's really saying is, you hurt one of my Border Patrol agents, I will kill you. And I'm going to kill your entire family. This is what it takes to dismantle the Democrat rat lines. Cartel rat lines. What are rat lines? If you've been in a war, you know what a rat line is. It's a supply line. The lines over which the sex trafficked children, the drugs, and the replacement voters travel. And Democrats are getting violently. I couldn't believe this yesterday. I heard this stat about fell off my chair on Fox News. Do you realize there have been 71 car rammings in the last 6 weeks of Border Patrol? Some poor Border Patrol agent is going to get pinned against his car. It's going to be horrific.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's considered most of the time when it happens locally. As, you know, assault with, intent to kill. I mean, that's a potential, attempted manslaughter type situation.
That's coming. They've just been lucky.
Yeah.
They've been really lucky. So when Trump is threatening the cartels, understand he's threatening this entire network. So what you heard yesterday, which is unprecedented in American history, we've never seen this before. Democrats trying to protect the cartel rat lines and protect the cartels by telling liberal wokesters in the CIA, which is nothing but liberal wokesters, and people in the military to stand up, refuse the orders.
You must refuse illegal orders.
No one has to carry out orders that violate the law or our Constitution.
We know this is hard and that it's a difficult time to be a public servant.
But whether you're serving in the CIA,
the Army,
or Navy,
the Air Force,
your vigilance is critical.
And know that we have your back.
Because now, more than ever,
the American people need you.
We need you to stand up for our laws,
our Constitution, and who.
Yeah, yeah. So I played this yesterday. Notice they don't say what illegal order.
Interesting they didn't mention the Marines or the Coast Guard.
No, I think they think that's hopeless. I think they do. They think that is really hard. And you know why? Because it is much harder for liberals to become Marines because so many of them are women. Seriously, the Marines are more, because my husband is a Marine. It's the husbands who are in the Marines, not the wives. And they're more conservative. They're not even trying that. It's not going to work for them. But they'll do anything to protect the cartels. So what illegal orders?
Yes, exactly.
They tell this other lie. Trump's targeting Americans.
This administration is pitting our uniformed military
and intelligence community professionals
against American citizens.
Like us, you all swore an oath
to protect and defend this.
What American citizens? Name one.
Yeah.
Give me his name. Give me her name. Who? How many? What city do they live in? Could you tell me what incident it was? No, because they mean illegal immigrants. When they say American citizens, they mean illegal immigrants. That's what they mean. Okay. Martha McCallum yesterday on Fox News did an amazing interview with Representative Jason Crow because she tried to get him to answer this. What are you talking about? He wouldn't say.
What reminding them of their obligation
from the commander in chief
that
we are asking
wait.
Our military to carry out, are you objecting to? This is very,
Martha.
Very vague. And it was so vague in this video. Nobody, I don't think people could figure out what you guys were all talking about, honestly.
Martha, Donald Trump has made a series of very disturbing comments and suggestions that would violate U.S. law and put our military in terrible positions.
Again, we're getting nowhere.
Yeah, and he wouldn't say. She came at him again. I could play the whole five minutes. But
comments
she,
and suggestions are not orders.
No. Now, let me tell you what's going on here. If you watch Democrat media, which I do so that you don't have to, it's one of the services
thank
I provide.
You for that.
Yeah, no problem, no problem. I have PTSD because of it. But, you know,
I can imagine.
It's how I serve my country. Jeez. So I'm kidding, obviously. But I'm actually not. I do watch it. But around the clock, okay, they tell their sheeple on their media, and they know this. He's breaking the law, he's breaking the law, he's breaking the law, he's illegally targeting, targeting Americans, targeting immigrants. No, none of that is true. But they know their media has it on a loop, almost like brainwashing, right? So that part is left to the media to fill in, the illegality part. They left that, and because they can't say, because there is none, but the media will lie for them, they know that. So that's what they're talking about right now. And what they're trying to do, they're trying to save Maduro. Did you ever see the movie Alien? Sigourney Weaver.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And she goes around.
Multiple times.
Yeah, yeah. And she's killing the aliens, right? And she's like, why won't it stop? And then she realizes there's a queen.
Mm-hmm.
Got to kill the queen. Where's the queen? The queen is in Venezuela. Venezuela is the hive mind for the human trafficking, the Tren de Aragua, the movement of the fentanyl, and the drugs. Underneath the queen are the aliens, the Mexican cartels. At the top of the whole thing is China. And so all of these people, this is why you see China, the Democrats, the cartels all working together to flood America with the new voters to achieve what Zohran Mamdani ultimately did in New York. Again, 50% foreign-born population in New York, 20% don't speak English. Zohran Mamdani lost and lost bigly among American voters, even Democrat American voters, okay? Who were born here, 65% of the vote went for Cuomo and Sliwa, and Cuomo beat him outright. Without the imported voters, there is no Zohran Mamdani. There is no Marxist takeover of America. Democrats know that. That is the fight of our time, and that is what these senators are ultimately talking about. So what do they want? They want insurrection. They want members of the military refusing, getting thrown into the brig. They want the CIA most especially on the ground. And I'm very afraid of this, that Trump has the CIA on the ground in Venezuela. That could really go sideways. Yeah. I mean, this is the same CIA that we have learned in recent weeks, and really in the last couple of years, but definitely in recent weeks, was absolutely behind his impeachment. This is a highly politicized CIA. They are completely capable of undermining him in Venezuela. It's terrifying to think we even sent them in, because they're not a loyal American organization. I'm sure there's good Americans in there, but right now it's still John Brennan's CIA. And John Brennan's CIA existed to create the Russia collusion hoax, get Trump impeached, you know, create Eric Ciarmella. I mean, all of these people who undermine Trump, they will go in there and try to help Maduro. That is who they are. They install Marxist and jihadist regimes around the world. They're not American, except by funding. So, I mean, you got all of this going on at one time. They know, and that's why they have the senator who's former CIA. They've got two former intelligence agents in there saying rebel, 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 rebel. And what they need is military members coming out and saying Trump's orders are illegal. It doesn't matter if it's true. They need to undermine him. Anything to protect the cartel rat lines, and most especially their human trafficking rat lines, and to keep the cartels in power in Mexico. Because remember who controls that border, Lee? It's cartels. Mm-hmm. On the Mexican side. On the Mexican side. I want to wrap this segment with this because Stephen Miller puts it together so well. This is what the Democrats are really fighting. They are fighting to keep the cartels in control of our border.
We use military lethal force to go after Al-Qaeda and to go after ISIS. The cartels in this hemisphere control territory, control armies, and they control political outcomes by assassinating politicians at will to control entire governments.
Yep.
The whole physical boundary of our southern border on the Mexican side is controlled by these narco-terrorist organizations. Everything that happens there, they decide, they control. There's no more essential issue of national security than the dismantlement of these organizations.
He is not wrong.
No, he's not.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Democrat senators claiming Trump is targeting Americans with the military. What Americans? They don't say. How many? What are their names? Where do they live? Don't know. And that Trump is giving out illegal orders, that the CIA must disobey those. The members of the military must disobey.
You must refuse illegal orders.
No one has to carry out orders that violate the law or our Constitution.
We know this is hard
and that it's a difficult time to be a public servant.
But whether you're serving in the CIA,
the Army,
or Navy,
the Air Force,
your vigilance is critical.
And know that we have your back.
Because now, more than ever,
the American people need you.
Need you to stand up.
Yeah, okay, to stand up to what? To stand up to the enforcement against the cartels. And you got to see a little bit of what their priorities were in this interview by Democrat Representative Jason Crow, who's one of those on that video, and Martha McCallum. He doesn't want the rat lines messed with. In war, rat lines are to bring in supplies, ammo, food. In this war, for control of America by the cartels and the Marxists, in which the Democrats, I'm telling you, and I've told you for a long time, fully intend to use the cartels as muscle, just as they're used in Venezuela, just as they're used in Mexico. They don't want those rat lines messed with. They bring in drugs, children, and replacement voters. And you can actually see, they won't say what they're mad about in the video, but you can begin to see it in this interview with Martha McCallum and Jason Crow, Democrat. He does not want cartels killed. Now, these Democrats are totally fine with the cartels killing almost 400,000 U.S. citizens with fentanyl. That's not drugs in general. That's just fentanyl in the last 5 years. They're good. They're totally good with that. But they don't want their cartel ratline leaders trifled with.
Are they talking about allowing gunboats to make it to the United States carrying drugs? No. Is that what you're talking about?
Martha, here's a novel idea. How about we actually prevent things from happening before they become a problem?
I think that's what right? they're trying to do.
What you're saying is we have to wait until there's a problem to respond to that problem.
No, I'm not.
What's reminding them of their obligation
from the commander in chief
that
we are asking
wait.
Our military to carry out? Are you objecting to? This is very,
Martha.
Very vague, and it was so vague in this video. I don't think people could figure out what you guys were all talking about, honestly.
Martha, Donald Trump has made a series of very disturbing comments uh-huh. and suggestions that would violate U.S. law and put our military right. in terrible positions.
Again, we're getting nowhere.
Because they're relying on their media to fill in the rhetoric. They keep saying he's breaking law, breaking law, breaking law, breaking law. I played you those clips. What law? They say it ad nauseum all day long on CNN. Nobody watches CNN, but they do watch the clips online. A lot of gullible minds out there. You got 52% of liberal women telling Gallup, admitting they've been diagnosed with at least one mental illness. That's who they're manipulating. And those people are inside the military, too. They know it. They're especially inside the CIA. Will Keane on Fox News broke this down. Folks, this is history you're watching. We've never seen this in this country.
Has there ever been a time in our nation's history where a political party made a generalized call to the military to stand down, to insubordinate, to disregard the commander in chief? Well, we tried and found a couple of examples, but not much. There is, of course, the Civil War, Southern Democrats, secession, insubordination, insurrection against the government of the United States. There is the Korean War, where General MacArthur publicly contradicted and disobeyed President Trump's, or rather President Truman's, policy of limited war. There was also the state defiance of civil rights enforcement in the 1950s and 60s. It's a truly incredible moment. It shouldn't be washed away, hand-waved. It shouldn't be even laughed at. This is an incredible moment from Democrats. White House Deputy Chief of Staff for Policy Stephen Miller summed it up pretty well. Democrat lawmakers are now openly calling for insurrection.
On behalf
Has there ever
of
been a time in our nation
of other countries? I mean, it's just amazing. Scott Jennings nails it.
How is the president pitting the military against American citizens? I don't know what they mean by that. A, B, what are the illegal orders? What are they talking about? It's like they live in an alternate reality. They live in a movie. They live in a TV show where something that's they claim is happening is not actually happening in reality. I don't know what illegal activity they're talking about, but I do know what illegal activity they're recommending. And they're trying to get people in the chain of command to disobey the commander in chief, which would be a terrible.
Yeah. In other words, what are they doing? They're reasserting control over the military that they purged. They purged. They're calling on the leaders inside of there that are left, the wokes, to stand up to Trump and refuse. And they're really hoping to get some high-level ones. This is to give them backing, okay? So they don't have to stand alone when they, you know, go to bat to protect the cartels, particularly in Venezuela. Never forget what Maduro told us. And he's done it now in multiple speeches. He said, listen, don't get mad at me to Trump, please. You know, don't hurt me. Biden made me release Trende Aragua. The FBI moved them through Colombia safe houses into the United States of America. I didn't want to send them there. I want them to terrorize my people, not yours. He said, Biden made me do it. I don't want to do it. And even told him, he said, go check the records in your Colombia safe houses. You'll find where they moved Trende Aragua, your own government. I believe him, too. I believe him. Not a good guy, but I believe him. Stephen Miller, losing his mind yesterday, Trump's deputy chief of staff, on this whole insurrection suggestion. Again, this is to provide cover. Because remember what Barack Obama did? He purged 111 top military who weren't wokes, pushed them right out the door, early retired them, leaving the wokes to run the military. What do you get when you do that? You get Joint Chiefs of Staff head Mark Milley calling the Chinese, pledging allegiance to them, saying, you know, while Trump's still in office, look, if he attacks you, I'm going to disobey orders. Oh, and by the way, I've gotten, you know, the generals to pledge allegiance to me. They listen to me, not to Trump. Don't worry. We're not going to let Trump attack you. That's what you get. That's who they're calling on. That's still in there. Milley's not there, but that's still in there. This is actually really dangerous. This is the cover, okay, which tells you there's a rebellion coming at the top levels of the military that are still loyal to the Democrats. Here's Stephen Miller.
It is insurrection, plainly, directly, without question. And when you have one of the lawmakers on that video being unable to state in, as you say, lengthy cross-examination, a single so-called illegal order, it just proves the point. It's a general call for rebellion from the CIA and the armed services of the United States by Democrat lawmakers, saying that you have not only the right, but the duty and the obligation to defy orders of the commander-in-chief, that those who carry weapons in America's name should defy their chain of command and engage in open acts of insurrection, that the CIA, the clandestine service, which isn't even legally authorized to operate in the United States, should engage in, again, acts of rebellion and insurrection. These lawmakers should honestly resign in disgrace and never return to public office again for even daring to think, let alone to say these words and to say them proudly. But it shows what a dangerous moment we're in. We have seen the Democratic Party nurse the flames of violence and insurrection against the federal government for the last 10 months. When you see this continuous campaign of violence against ICE officers and Border Patrol agents, when you see Democrat sanctuary politicians and Democrat sanctuary governors side with the rioters, side with the assaulters over federal law enforcement, and that spills even into juries and grand juries, when you see Democrat jurors engage in nullification to let off violent attackers who are engaging in physical violence, physical assault against federal officers, this is a dangerous moment. You have a political party, an organization, the Democrat Party, and their message is that any action, no matter how unlawful, no matter how dangerous, no matter how much it threatens constitutional order, is justified if it keeps.
It's the number one story in the nation. Donald Trump signed the bill to release the Epstein docs. What Epstein docs? Oh, well. This, folks, this is a game not to declassify the Epstein docs. No, just to release the unclassified Epstein docs. Ah. And that stuff we pretty much already know, more than likely. What has the FBI been doing in recent years? When Democrats commit crimes, think Hillary Clinton walking out with that thumb drive full of classified data, she's only allowed to see in a skiff. What do they do with it? Classified evidence of her crimes. multiple felonies, should have put her in prison for the rest of her life. So we heard about her forwarding the emails to her unsecured server. Yeah, everybody knows that story. We didn't hear about the thumb drive. Why? It was classified. So if anybody turned whistleblower and went to the media about her crimes, they could go to prison. Do you think the FBI didn't classify this stuff? So, folks, this is a game. And, folks, Trump didn't write this. The House did. It's a game. It's a silly game. So the American people think, we're going to get a list of the Johns. No, you're not. No, you're not. And, folks, that assumes that Republicans, that Trump has enough control over the deep state to even declassify this stuff. I don't think he does. I don't think they could get it. I think that's why there was that gaffe earlier that year. They thought they could get it. Folks, UK Daily Mail documented this, okay? After Epstein did not kill himself, the FBI raided his homes. They took thousands of hours of video, and I mean on VHS tapes, later on digital tapes. They took all kinds of documents. They took everything, enough to fit in a semi-truck. They hauled it off. And I think Pam Bondi thought she could get that. And I think she couldn't. I think she didn't. I think they announced they were going to put it out because they thought they could get it. And then they couldn't. And they don't want to admit to weakness. They don't want to admit they don't control these agencies. Yeah, they can give orders to a select number of people inside them to carry out various tasks, but they don't control them. They can't get basic information on things like who is the January 6th pipe bomber? And here are Thomas Crook's actual social media accounts. They can't get it. All of it led to one of the most remarkable clips I've ever heard. It's from Senator Ron Johnson. I want to play it again because it explains what we're up against. And he's on Fox News and he's asked about Epstein and the Epstein documents. And he's also asked about the lies the FBI told us and has continued to tell us under Kash Patel about Crooks. Now, here's what's remarkable about this clip that I'm about to play for you. Senator Ron Johnson subpoenaed all of the Crooks' information from the FBI. They have it. They cracked his phone. They cracked his encrypted accounts. It took him 40 minutes. They got all of his geolocation data. They've got all of his social media data. They have it. And Ron Johnson knows that. That's why he issued a subpoena this summer to Kash Patel. Kash Patel is defying that subpoena right now. Now, you would think Ron Johnson would be mad about that. He doesn't sound mad. Sounds like he understands Kash Patel can't get this stuff. And if Kash Patel can't get that stuff, do you think they can get the Epstein docs? See, because I don't. So here's Ron Johnson. And that's what Trump's going to run into. They're going to say he's stonewalling. Here's Ron, but I just think he just doesn't control the FBI and parts of the FBI, parts of the DOJ, definitely not the CIA. I mean, yeah, his people moved into the offices, but here's Ron Johnson talking about the difficulty of getting the Thomas Crooks info and the Epstein info.
I'm not quite sure what's happening inside the current FBI and Department of Justice. I mean, I don't doubt for a second there remain partisans burrowed in, trying to frustrate every attempt, certainly not coming forward and volunteering information. I mean, the fact that some of this evidence was recovered out of a burn bag, out of a skiff, first of all, indicates how many documents have already been destroyed. Now, people do wrong. They don't leave evidence laying around. So I'm highly concerned about, you know, a lot of relevant and incriminating documents already having been destroyed, and certainly not help from a lot of the deep staters in these agencies to try and get to the truth out, to help Kash Patel and Pam Bondi. So, yeah, I've got a great deal of sympathy with those two individuals. They're trying to clean up a lot of messes left behind by the Biden administration.
All right, we'll check.
See the problem there? But here's where this is going to get very, very... So here's where this is going to get very, very interesting, folks. There is a way to get... As long as you get the American people, the pedo list, I don't think they're going to care how you do it. Which is why this is going on. You just saw the House Oversight Committee. So this is Republicans subpoenaing all of the Epstein financial records. It's amazing. Tens of billions of dollars that ran through his accounts. They're subpoenaing JP Morgan Chase and one other bank to turn it over. And it's unbelievable when you consider this is a guy who went from being a school teacher from a middle-class family, no wealth, to tens of billions of dollars running through his accounts. You disentangle that and you will know who the Johns are. You're going to know who all the players are. And it may be the only way that Donald Trump actually gets this information and gets it out. We'll see if I'm wrong, but I don't think they can get the stuff. I don't think they can. And you just heard Ron Johnson say, look, a lot of his stuff's been destroyed. But we're at the point now where just to get basic information on the biggest cases the FBI has handled, as you just heard from Senator Ron Johnson, they need whistleblowers to bring it to them. You can't just say, hey, could you go get the file on the, J6 pipe bomber? Can you bring that to me? I want to look at it. Can you bring me the Thomas Crooks file? Me and Bongino would like to read it. No, you need whistleblowers. But they don't want to admit to weakness, right? They can't admit to weakness. You know why? Because our side's already on the edge. We're already saying, like, where are the prosecutions? Where are the firings at the FBI? Where is it all? It's been 9 months. If Trump and Patel and Bongino and all them admit, Bondi, we can't even get basic stuff because we don't control these agencies. MAGA's not going to show up in the midterms. See the problem they're in? Texter writes, have you ever thought the Democrats were able to destroy most of it? Yes, that's probably exactly what happened. You think they'd leave it laying around? They know where it is. Tara Texter writes, yesterday, Charlie James was covering that military video. Former military members called in and mentioned that the Secretary of War, Pete Hegseth, could recall all of those people. Oh, yeah, because they're former military. Former CIA could recall all of those people and have them all court-martialed and thrown in prison for treason and other crimes just for this video. Oh, see, here's the thing. They'd love that, though. Oh, by the way, speaking of which, I'm going to do this till Thanksgiving. We're going to try it because it's gone really well on Friday. We're going to turn the final hour of the show from 9 to 10 into a call-in hour. So all the topics of the week are back on the table for your phone calls. We're going to do that from 9 to 10. And of course, the call-in line is the same as the text line, 800-905-0989. So get your darling fingers ready at 9 a.m. Do you see this? Media going wild, reporting that dozens of construction sites in Charlotte, North Carolina, have been deserted now that President Trump has deployed the border agents to the region. This news report has gone viral. It's the top trending thing on X right now with the hashtag Hire American. Nobody's working. They've just ground to a halt. That's one of the lies our side has bought. Oh, well, we need them. We need them to do construction. No, we don't. My first job was with Shellco in Charlotte, ironically. Big commercial construction company. We had illegal immigrants working there then. They didn't work for us. They worked for the subcontractors. You knew they were legal. You know why? Because INS would show up. By the way, everybody's acting like this is the first immigration raid ever in Charlotte. I'm here to tell you no. INS would show up, and it was a problem because INS would show up, we'd be like, oh, great, they're in the parking lot, because that was going to slow us down that day. Because you'd see about 10% of the workforce, maybe 15 tops, would go running, and they would go running across the highway, and some of them would get hit. So it would slow us down. They'd have to bring in extra folks, but they did it. They covered, and we would always make it up by the end of the week. We'd get it done. And back then, when I worked on those sites, it was my first job out of college, the workforce was remarkably diverse. Black people, white people, skilled labor, unskilled labor. And we got it done. This is in my lifetime. So this idea we can't do it without illegal aliens, bull. By the way, do you know they make the same, roughly, Americans do an hour? Well, so why do we get bypassed? Oh, well, because they don't have to pay taxes on them. You know, all the other taxes that go to the federal government, that's what makes them cheaper. Folks, illegal immigrants are a tax evasion scheme. And when the Border Patrol's in town, as it always has been in Charlotte, I remember they used to be called the INS when I was there. By the way, there's still an ICE building in Charlotte. It's not unusual for ICE to be there. They have a building. The only thing that's changed is the mass acceptance of tax evasion by large companies, including in construction, but everything else too. All we need to do is reassert the law, folks. We can do this. Americans can build stuff.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house.
Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.